Question 4 on the Massachusetts ballot this fall asks voters if they want to keep a new state law that allows undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Massachusetts became the 17th state to adopt such a law back in June. It's set to go into effect next year. WBUR's Walter Wuthman begins our look at question 4 in Waltham, at the home of a woman with a deep personal stake in the issue.
My name is Zoila Lopez, and I'm from Guatemala.
Lopez sits at the kitchen table of her Waltham apartment. Her home is neat, decorated with throw pillows and pictures of family. Lopez came to the United States illegally over 30 years ago, escaping Guatemala's violent civil war.
For many, many years, it was very difficult for me to live in this country with no status.
Her immigration status also meant she could not obtain a driver's license. That made it hard for her to get to work and take care of her kids.
It was so difficult for me to take my children to see the doctor, to take my children to the hospital.
Lopez says she was also afraid of talking to police without any official identification. And that became a problem when the father of one of her children became abusive.
I was trying to go away, but I have no driver license to go away. I have no car. I have no how to put myself safe.
Lopez says her partner came home one night and struck her in the head, knocking her unconscious. She later called 911 and police arrested him. Lopez then went to court and secured a special visa for victims of crime who cooperate with police. She says that visa and the driver's license it allowed her to secure changed her life. She's no longer afraid of being stopped by police.
I have something on my hand that I can give it to them and tell this is me, and I be allowed to be on the street.
Lopez is now fighting efforts to repeal the law allowing other immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. And many in law enforcement agree with her.
It just makes a whole lot of sense.
That's South Hadley Police Chief Jennifer Gunderson.
I mean, from my perspective, I want to know that every motorist out on the roadway is educated on the rules of the road. You know, I want to know that every motorist on the roadway has insurance.
Gunderson points to data showing hit-and-run accidents fell in California and Connecticut after their legislatures passed similar laws.
When those other states have allowed undocumented persons to get licenses, they come out by the thousands to get educated, to get insured, to have their cars inspected. They come out by the thousands.
But opponents believe providing undocumented people with licenses rewards illegal activity. Maureen Maloney and her organization Fair and Secure Massachusetts are spearheading the campaign to overturn the law.
Yearly for, I don't even know how many years, I've been testifying against the driver's license for illegal aliens bill.
Maloney says she's motivated by personal experience. Her son Matthew Denise was killed in 2011 by a drunk driver who was in the country illegally. She believes the ability to apply for a driver's license will encourage more people to cross the border.
I oppose rewarding somebody being in the country illegally with a driver's license, with allowing them to work. I oppose rewards for them across the board.
Opponents also fear giving licenses to undocumented people could lead to voter fraud. But Secretary of State Bill Galvin says there are already safeguards that prevent people who aren't citizens from registering to vote. That includes immigrants who are here legally and already able to obtain driver's licenses. Back in Waltham, Lopez says she has family, friends, and neighbors who can't wait to apply.
Well, it's many, many people. They wish and pray to have at least a driver's license.
The Pew Center estimates there are 250,000 undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts. That means if a majority of Massachusetts voters vote to keep the law, thousands will be eligible to apply for licenses in July. But if a majority votes no, the law will be repealed, and they will be blocked from getting licenses once again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.